the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, it is. Are we going to get the lovely Beck, who voices that, to revoice it with a bit more pep in her voice?
Yeah, I'd like some more pep from you. Pepcast.
The Pepcast.
Can you go through? There was something that happened on today's show that we didn't quite get to highlight. You've got a list on your phone in your notes section of possible Instagrams to start. Can you just choose one from that list and we'll do a little series over the next couple of podcasts?
Okay.
Just give us one and give me the context behind the Instagram.
So there's at I don't get it, but.
Okay. And so what would, if I follow I don't get it, but.
Yep. You'd learn stuff.
Oh. As in, so it's stuff you don't understand.
Well, originally it was a podcast idea. Oh, God, I'm giving away all my secrets. A podcast idea of I don't get sports, but. And it will be me and my friend talking about sports.
Or your friend.
I mean, yeah, sure, you. Okay. We already do a podcast. This is our podcast. We don't have to do two.
We could do better. We could do better podcasts.
Okay. And, yeah, we talk about sports, but for people who aren't into sports, if that makes sense.
Okay. Why would somebody not into sports want to listen to that?
Well, that's the thing, because they want to be informed about the pop culture aspect of sports and the fun stuff. So we make sports fun.
So to just be Travis Kelce.
No.
That's the pop culture of sports.
No, more like... The men's netball, for example, did a dance off instead of a haka at the start.
That's not the diamonds.
No, I'm not sure what they. Oh, I do know what they're called. Ah, it's something great.
It's like it's a gem, isn't it?
It's there.
You Google it.
Oh no, sorry. The women's netball are the diamonds. Yeah.
Speaking of Travis Kelce, actually, he won a podcasting award last week. Did you see this?
No.
It was a couple of days ago. He won a podcasting award. In his thank you speech, he goes. Yeah, thanks to all the listeners and also all the millions of Swifties that have started joining.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's just riding the coattails.
Oh, of course he is.
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
He's reaping the benefits of dating the most popular person in the world.
I know. And then he's going to break her heart. And then we're going to get a great album out of it.
Oh, great album. Bring it on.
The Kelpies are the Australian men's netball team.
Travis Kelce.
Oh,
thank you. We're tying the two topics together. Enjoy the show. That was the best joke out of the entire show.
Yeah.
Just then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's a fun game? If you like scrub through the podcast on random bits, you get random out of context bits, like you being like, Ellie, how's your chompers? And stuff.
And
it sounds quite funny. I was just doing it. Anyway, do that in your own time.
Hours of fun for the entire family. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
But now I'm getting grumpy.
You hear that? That is the key to your freedom. I have it around my neck at the moment. So I've actually attached a padlock to your clothes.
You have. You did it yesterday, which means I've had to wear the same clothes 2 days in a row. Fashion suicide, am I right, ladies?
24 hours I gave you because a lady called Catherine over in the UK, she locked herself in a bathroom. She managed to MacGyver her way out of it using an eyeliner pencil and a cotton bud.
You mentioned yesterday that she was like a PhD student or something,
yeah,
right?
She was. She was an academic at one of the universities, Cambridge University, I'm pretty sure. Took her 7 hours. Of just trying to unlock this lock. Eventually she got her way out, but she was going to be locked in there for almost 4 days if she couldn't find a way out.
See, the difference between me and her, I do not have a PhD. I am not as smart.
You have a couple of degrees.
I have university degrees, but not PhDs.
How many have you got?
Ah, just three, mate.
Three?
Yes, just three. But
must be nice.
I am obviously not as clever as this woman.
You've had 24 hours and you've had YouTube, you've had Google, you've had any tool at your disposal. If you could unlock the lock, $50. I'll give you $50.
I've looked at a bunch of YouTube tutorials.
Okay.
Turns out that other people in the world, surprise, surprise again, are much handier than me. This one guy like ripped apart a battery and used the electric force from the battery to unpop the magnet. Another guy made a DIY like drill almost out of parts he had lying around his house. Another guy.
If you find yourself in prison, this is what you're going to need to do. It's a 5-step plan.
Another guy got a drink bottle with thick plastic, held the key up against it, got a Stanley knife and cut out the shape of the key in the plastic bottle and then used that to undo the lock.
What did you try?
Well, there was the most tutorials I could find were on paper clips, and they were something that I had at my disposal.
Yeah.
So I followed said tutorials.
Here we go.
And
Sunny
I twisted.
Coast. Here we go.
I twisted and I turned.
She's a master hacker.
I ripped apart paperclips. I went through like 4 different paperclips.
$50 cash in it for you. I can't believe it.
And Cozzy lives. Tell you what, my phone bill just came out of my bank account. Yeah. I could have used that $50.
Yeah.
It turns out, Taz, that the PhD student, the handyman on YouTube, are smarter than me. I couldn't bloody do it.
Boo.
I couldn't do it, Taz.
All right, I'll bring the key round. I'm bringing it round.
Do you know how many stupid paper clips I broke to
bring
try and do
round.
This? Let me free.
There we go.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you the embarrassment I faced e-scooting along the paths of Maroochydore with a padlock hanging off my shorts.
Yeah, you're right. The ridicule you must have got from the onlookers.
I swear I saw a homeless man laugh at me. It was ridiculous. Anyway, it's really hard to pick locks, but we shouldn't be doing it anyway, Sunny Coast.
No.
If something's locked, leave it locked. That's the moral stance I want to go out on.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How are your chompers, Ellie?
Yeah. They're still in
are they?
Mouth. Yeah, yeah.
Baby teeth, adult teeth?
Adult teeth.
So you've gone through a set of baby teeth?
Yes.
Where's the money now from the tooth fairy? How much would you have got per tooth?
I reckon about $2 was the going rate.
Really?
Yep, spent it at the general store.
It's 30, 40 bucks.
Some red frogs.
To ruin the next set that come through.
But do you know what?
Yeah.
I lost my baby teeth late. So by the time I lost my last few, I had to get them extracted actually to get braces.
You were 24.
I was like 16 or something.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I got braces very late.
Well,
so the tooth fairy wasn't really visiting much then.
Yeah, okay. Well, she is giving more now than ever before, apparently,
is
the tooth
she?
Fairy. Yeah, yeah. So there was a poll done over in the States by Delta Dental.
Mm.
They said in 2001 the average for a tooth fairy to give was about $2 or $3 Australian, $2 or $3.
Yeah.
And now in 2023/2024, that average is almost $10 Australian a tooth.
You're getting a note under your pillow. Jeez, Lou. I suppose inflation. Look, price of bread's gone
also,
up, price of milk.
Tooth fairy has to carry around a lot of money. Money's cheaper if it's a note form. She doesn't want to be carrying coinage.
True. I wonder if she'll delve into the digital age
and
pay just pass. Do some BPAY payments to kids from now on.
Beep, beep.
You know?
Beep, beep.
You wake up, instead of checking under your pillow, you check your bank account online.
So some dentists have been studied and they've been asked the question, what has the children that you've worked on, what have they received when they lose teeth? What's some of the weird stuff? Cash, a video game. Sometimes an iPhone.
Oh,
under
come
the
on,
pillow
tooth
from
fairy.
The tooth fairy.
That's the kids listening now who have got a wobbly tooth. Don't be expecting an iPhone. Okay?
Crazy.
The tooth fairy.
I never got an iPhone.
No.
Sometimes the tooth fairy would forget some of my teeth even. I think that's how low down on the list that I was.
Oh, why do you think that was, Tazzy? Is
I
there
don't
something
know.
Wrong with your teeth?
I don't know. We can delve into it off the air.
Do we need to?
There is a lady over in the UK though who have a listen to this. Her daughter lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to sleep, the daughter. She wakes up in the morning. Under her pillow is $110 Australian, a silver necklace.
Oh, jeez.
And a Louis Vuitton bracelet.
Oh, jeez.
Bougie tooth fairy.
Well, if that tooth fairy's hanging around the UK, can you just pop over to Maroochydore quickly? Mama could do with the new Louis Vuitton. They give her a much.
Ellie's still got a couple of baby teeth.
Hold on, I'll pull this out right now. Oh, it's wobbly. Coming out. Come at me, tooth fairy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Your cat out to get you, Sunny Coast.
Most cats are, I think.
Has your dog bitten off more than it can chew? And by that I mean your leg. We want to hear your stories. That would be how I'd phrase this story if I was on 60 Minutes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, current affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead,
is your mice, is your mouse eating your cheese? Sorry, can keep going.
Does Polly want to steal your cracker?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We're really devolving.
It is.
So it turns out that last year 12,000 Australians were hospitalised because of their pets.
This is crazy to me.
Right. And so you think that and you think, oh, God, their pets attacked them.
Mm.
That's not necessarily the case.
People don't have pet sharks.
No.
You know, pet crocodiles.
No.
Things that maybe can bite a foot off or something. This is regular household pets.
Well, funny you say that because 4,980 people were sent to hospital because of wildlife. So that's what you're talking about, like crocodiles and sharks and snakes and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, 12,000 were because of their pets.
Hang on, so more people are being sent to hospital mm-hmm. because of domesticated animals,
correct?
Not wild animals.
Three times the amount, nearly.
Open with that next time. That yeah. is, that's the killer line.
So it's not necessarily bites and scratches and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you've got an open wound and your pet licks it, that can cause, that's the most common type of injury.
We want people to keep listening because we want to hear some stories. 545-11919. Has your pet injured you?
Yeah, my cavoodle Simba headbutted me once. He's only 3 kilos.
I was going to say he's the size of an iPhone.
I know. He didn't quite send me to hospital, but I tell you what, I could have gone. Because he got so excited, he saw I was holding him and he saw a ball and he got so excited, he flapped around, whipped his head back, hit me in my head, and I was like, whoa, Simba, you dog.
Brooke from Sippy Downs, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Brooke. Sorry to hear you've been the victim of a pet crime. What happened?
So I decided that it would be okay to play tug of war with my American Staffy, and he yanked a little bit too hard and it ripped my tooth straight out, snapped off at the root.
So you were playing tug of war and you were biting the rope as well.
Oh yes, I was holding on to the other side quite fiercely. I should have let that.
I was picturing you just holding the rope, but so no, you are.
I decided to get down and have a tug of war game with him.
And then he came bounding over.
So, Brooke, when you went to the dentist to get this fixed, what did you say? Did you tell them the truth?
I told them the truth, and I even tried to put my tooth back in because I thought it might hold. But ended up the damage was that bad that I woke up in the middle of the night with it in my hand.
Your tooth came out popped it back in your mouth
and went to sleep.
Oh, well, that'll do.
Yeah, I did. I actually had it in there for maybe 3 days and it looked like it was doing pretty well. And then I woke up with a dream and it was in my hand and I actually dreamt that it was coming out. So I must have removed it one more time.
Brooke, you are a character. I love you, Brooke. You can call this show anytime you want. I think you've got some amazing stories up your sleeve.
Oh, that dog, I tell you what.
Who would you say was the winner, finally, Brooke? Like, who won the tug of war, you or the dog?
Oh, definitely the dog.
Yeah. Now, I probably would have said the same thing.
Love it, Brooke.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Switched places with Ellie very quickly because I've actually got a little game to play with you, Chaney.
I love playing games. And usually it's not fair because I have to play the games with the listeners. So when I get to play the game, it's so much more fun.
Don't worry, listeners, the entire Sunny Coast, you can all play right now wherever you're listening to this, kids, young, old. This is a game for everybody. So there's a song going around TikTok at the moment. It's called Lady. It's by Modjo. You may not have heard it.
It's super old, song.
It's like 10 years old-ish. But it's making its rounds on TikTok yet again. This is the song. Lady, hear me tonight. Just my feeling. Banger, right? So the first lyrics in the song is, Lady, need you tonight. Mm-hmm. Lady.
It might be
Hear Me Tonight, but the song's called Lady. Yeah, Hear Me Tonight. Okay. Yes, so you're right. See, Lady, Hear Me Tonight. Lady,
Hear Me Tonight. Right.
Now, your job here, Ellie, is you talk with me, mm-hmm. and then you'll start firing off the intro of a song. Mm-hmm. And you'll go, hey, coming up, we got Under the Pump and blah, 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 blah. And you'll stop talking just before the lyrics.
Correct.
You sense it.
Yep.
You know when it's coming. You know the songs inside and out, but you can kind of sense when the talking's coming.
Yeah.
I thought we'd all play a little game right now. I'm going to start playing you Lady, Hear You Tonight.
Okay.
You just hit me with Lady.
Okay, so I am Modjo in this scenario.
You are Modjo in this scenario. I want you to sing along as loud as you can, as enthusiastically as you can.
Okay.
When you think the lyrics come in.
Okay.
I haven't edited this song at all. Don't think it's an instrumental the entire time.
Okay.
This is Lady by Modjo.
Okay.
Sing along as soon as, and the first words are, Lady, hear me tonight.
Or
right,
need
Sunny
you
Coast.
Tonight, as apparently, according to you.
Well, yeah, it's not need you.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
That was autocorrect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Classic.
If I'm honest.
Autocorrect in your brain.
It was actually autocorrect. I've written it down and it's wrong. So, Lady, Hear Me Tonight, the first lyrics. Here we go. This is Modjo. Ellie, sing along when you think the words come
in. Okay. That's not me being Modjo, that's just me being, okay. Da, 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 da. Lady, hear me.
No,
okay, could have worked.
All right, We went a little early there, but that's okay. What about now?
No. Gotta wait for the beat, the four sets of beats.
There we go. Three, dun, 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 two, dun,
dun,
one.
Lady, hear me tonight.
No, it's still early.
Here's my feeling.
Still early.
It's just so right.
No, it's still early.
It's a waste of time, really. I don't like songs without words.
Three, two, one, go.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lady.
Oh! Trick, so I was like, no, he's trying to get me to go again.
Gotcha.
I'm going to wait.
Did you win at home, Sunny Coast? Let us know on our Insta at 919CFM.
Stupid game. I hate it.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9CFM.
Ellie, what are the words 17% at 10:40 mean to you? Anything? What about 267.8, 305, 99 towards admin fee. So, Sunny Coast, the way this works is Ellie and I do a lot of prep behind the scenes for the show, and if we've got ideas or things that are going through our head that we want to write down so that we don't forget, mm-hmm. we've got a shared note.
Mm-hmm.
So my iPhone updates with what you write,
yep.
your phone the same thing.
Yeah.
We have a notepad written down for our game 5 Second Sweat.
Yeah.
So if you have a topic, you think, oh, this would be really good, let's do that, let's write it down. We've got a list, okay, of topics that will come up in the next couple of weeks for 5 Second Sweat.
Yeah.
But then I get notifications, dinning, 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 and it's Ellie updating this note, I think, with a shopping list. What about the words 30 days for me? Ava, Ralph, Raff, Carter.
Without reading out my internal thoughts, I use my notes up a lot when I just have to because I've got a terrible memory.
Yeah.
So I like to, you know, write things down to remember them.
This isn't work related though. This is personal. This is a shopping list or something.
I didn't realize that I was writing these things down so that you could see them. So
what's the 17% at 10:40?
I went to a BP charging station to charge my car.
Right.
It was 10:40 in the morning. And it was the first time I'd used one.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how quickly the percentages went up. So it was at 17% when I started charging it.
What about 99 towards admin fee? What's that? What about 30 days for me? What's all this about?
That's a breakdown of what it's going to cost to get out of a membership that I have.
You know what I feel like? I feel like the teacher in the class where a student's phone's gone off and they go, yeah, pass it up here. Let's read it out, shall we?
No, you've just had an insight into my notes app. I mean, I can open up some other ones for you if you want. One of them is Instagram ideas I've got for a new Instagram. At I don't get it, but. At Hey Why.
I don't get it. I'm glad
Stay
I don't.
Tuned. When that Instagram gets launched, it's going to be huge.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
It wouldn't be an Ellie and Taz show without Ellie talking about some wedding that she's invited to. How many weddings did you go to last year?
Eight, I think.
Gosh, how many were here on the Sunshine Coast?
One. Yeah. Oh. It was a big year of travel last year.
Yeah.
This year, though, I don't have as many on the cards. You'll be pleased to know. Don't have to take as much time off
It's
work.
A joke around the building that you're constantly taking time off for friends' weddings.
Yeah, well, I'm at that age.
You'll have
Everyone's
to run out of friends.
Married. I know.
At some point, you have to run out of single friends.
Nah, mate, I've got too many. Can't run out. Just kidding. I'm really running out quite quickly, to be honest.
It's just Ellie. You'll be the only one soon. It'll be your wedding that you'll take time
I know.
Off for.
Well, that's the thing. Now they're all married. So it's like, Ellie, your turn. Oh, God. It's going to cost a lot of money. Anyway,
here
I
is
need
a wedding
your
story.
Advice. I need your advice, Taz. And look, if you've got advice, Sunny Coast, please get involved. 545-1919. Do you think that I am still invited to a wedding?
Yes.
That I got invited to 2 years ago? All right. So I'll
Did
tell
you. Did they give you a date?
So about two, it's probably, yeah, 2 years ago now, it was 2022, yep. end of 2022, I received in the mail a save the date
mm-hmm.
for a wedding happening the first week of May 2024.
Which right? would have seemed like miles away. You've gone, no problem.
Yeah.
That's in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. And it's from a friend who I wouldn't call her a super close friend. We went to yep. uni together 10 years ago.
Okay.
But like we've kept in touch and yep. I'll catch up with her. She lives in Perth. So every time I go back to Perth, I'll, you know, not every time actually, not that high of a tier.
Okay.
Like every time I'm back for a long period of time,
yes.
I'll message her to catch up. So yep. I was quite surprised to have received the save the date mm-hmm. in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding is now approaching. It's in May. We're in March now.
Oh.
I haven't received a proper invite. To the wedding.
Have you moved in that time?
No. Still the same address. Nor have I really spoken in great depth to this friend.
I was going to say, you would have just, if you were a good enough friend, you'd ask or you'd chat over the phone or something. But the fact that you don't know and aren't wanting to push the topic means you're not very close.
And I'm not invited.
And you're not invited.
Well, I was thinking, all right, maybe there's still a chance that I am still invited.
You know what she's done?
What?
This is the classic shutout. Early on, the wedding seems great. You think, yeah, we've got to invite this person and this person and they can bring a plus one and yada, yada.
Yeah, then, 2 years away, we'll cover
exactly,
the cost then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They haven't spent any money on the wedding at that point.
Yeah.
They might have locked in a date. They might have spent a deposit or something.
Yeah.
It's still a very cheap expense. Now she's bought the dress, cake.
It's happening.
The entertainment, the MC, the venue, all of this is coming together.
Yeah, and she's thought.
She's bumped you.
Well, funny you say that because across the weekend,
you've been bumped.
Popped up on my socials, her Instagram stories
of
her hen's weekend, which I knew nothing about.
Oh, I didn't ever assume you'd be invited to the hens.
So,
you were lucky to be invited to the wedding, love.
Well, I'm in limbo now. I'm like, because I need to, it's on a Friday, so I'd need to get the day off work. It's down in Byron. So
you've been shut out.
But how do I know that? And then
did
how
you
do I now
SVP?
Approach it? Yeah, I said, I messaged her when I got the same date, like, woo, can't wait. Thanks so much for inviting me. But I haven't spoken to her about it since.
Do you know her number?
Yes.
Can we call her next? Live.
No,
please.
I can't
Ellie,
do that to
for
her.
What, for me, you didn't get me much for my birthday, please.
I can't I'm, put I know her on my the spot on a radio show.
We'll tell her, we'll say we're on the show. We'll pre-record it. So
okay.
She's not live,
we'll
so we
do
can
it tomorrow.
Edit out swearing.
We'll
you
do
promise?
It. Maybe. I'll,
no,
I'll sleep
you
on
can't
it.
Tell her that it's coming.
What am I going to call and say? Hey, am I still invited to your wedding?
Yes.
And then what if she says no?
Then radio gold. Please.
All right.
She's
look,
not
I'll sleep
even
on
a
it.
Friend at the moment. Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.